Listening 2. Happiness breeds success and money.
Welcome back. You're listening to Pause for Thought with Brian Thompson. Today's subject is money, money, money. And in this next part of the show, I'm going to be talking to Sonia Lubomirsky, an experimental social psychologist who has been studying the causes of happiness for almost 20 years. It's wonderful to have you in the studio, Sonia.
Thanks, Brian. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Sonia, let me ask you the obvious question first. What have you discovered in all those years of research? What is it that makes people happy? Could it be money?
Well, Brian, not money exactly, but I'll get to that in a minute. Until a few years ago, if you had asked me what makes people happy, my answer would have been, it's relationships, stupid. That is, I always responded that our personal relationships, the strength of our friendships, family, and other close connections, have the greatest influence on happiness. So, I was very surprised when two other researchers and I conducted an analysis of 225 studies of happiness. I wholly expected to discover that social relationships, more than anything else, would be both causes and consequences of being happy. However, what I found was something rather different. There is something much more important than relationships. Work.
Work makes us happy? That is surprising. How?
The evidence, for example, demonstrates that people who have jobs with independence and some variety, and who show creativity and productivity, are significantly happier than those who don't. And, of course, the income that a job provides is also associated with happiness. However, we all know that money has more of an impact when we don't have very much.
Okay, so work, at least some kinds of work, can make us happy. Why?
Because work provides us a sense of identity, structure to our days, and important goals in life. Perhaps even more importantly, it provides us with close colleagues, friends, and even marriage partners. But that's not all. Studies reveal that the relationship between happiness and work goes both ways. Not only do creativity and productivity at work make people happy, but happier people are better workers, and they are less likely to take sick days, to quit, or to burn out. The most persuasive data regarding the effects of happiness on positive work outcomes come from scientific studies that follow the same people over a long period of time. These studies are great. For example, people who report that they are happy at age 18 have better jobs by age 26. And the happier a person is, the more likely she will get a job offer, keep her job, and get a new job if she ever loses it. The same people who are happy at age 18 have more financial independence later in life also.
Could you tell us more about the financial side of happiness?
Well, not only does greater wealth make people somewhat happy, but happy people appear more likely to acquire greater wealth in life. For example, research has demonstrated that the happier a person is at one point in his life, the higher income he will earn at a later point. In one of my favorite studies, researchers showed that those who were happy at age 21 had higher incomes 16 years later, when they were about 37. But before we find yet another reason to wish we were very happy, consider what the research on happiness and work suggests. The more successful we are at our jobs, the higher income we make, and the better work environment we have, the happier we will be. This increased happiness will contribute to greater success, more money, and an improved work environment, which will lead to greater happiness, and so on and so on.
So, what you're saying, Sonia, is that if we are happy, we are more likely to get a job we like. And if we have a job we like, we are likely to make more money. I wonder if our listeners find that to be true in their own lives. Let's go to our first caller this evening and find out. Joanna in Chicago. Joanna, welcome to Pause for Thought.